I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. In today's video, I want to talk to you guys about some tools that I use to study the Bible. If you've been listening to the podcast long enough or subscribed and watching the videos on this channel long enough, you know how I feel about making sure you get in your word and really understand the Bible, the context, the who, what, when, why, how, all of the details of what the text is saying so that you can appropriately pull out the revelation that's necessary for you to apply in your life. So I want to give you some tools because sometimes I get it, it's easier said than done. So I have to give you some resources that help me that I use to this day, every single day, to make sure that I'm really understanding the text as it is versus my interpretation or somebody else's interpretation of it. So the first is you want to make sure that you have a good Bible. So I always recommend the Life Application Study Bible. It's in my Amazon store. I've been using this Bible for years. Since I got saved, as I call it, this has been my go-to. I love this Bible because in the beginning, it gives you a full like synopsis of what to expect from the book. And then in addition to the text being at the top, at the bottom, it's a full breakdown of the text, why it's relevant. It connects it to modern day. If it's in the Old Testament, it'll connect it to the New Testament and then connect it again to the modern day and why it's important. There are dates on there so you know like when this happened. There's a map as far as like where or what actual geographic area that this happened in. In the back there is of course an index with various topics, so if you wanted to dive deeper into spiritual warfare or prayer or fasting or whatever, it'll give you an index of different places to go within the word to learn more about those things. In addition to that, one of my faves is the concordance because I'm always looking up what something means. I don't want to just assume or go by context clues. I want to know what does this word actually mean. And so that concordance in the back is like one of my faves to make sure that I am really digesting the word for what it was meant to be. So a good Bible is step one that you can understand. I like the New Living Translation because it's plain without too much extra. You know, the Message Translation is a little gangster, so they really the Message Translation really gives you a lot. The King James Version is very formal. The New King James Version I like as well because it's less formal but still just very close to the original language of the text. But my fave is either the NLT, New Living Translation, or the NIV, the New International Version. But pick whichever version works best for you. A free way to figure out which version works best for you is to use like the Bible app and then just flip through the different translations to see which one makes it easier for you to understand what the text is saying, and then get a physical Bible that matches that translation. And you can use it if, let's say for me, I use the NLT mostly. If I want to see what does it say in a Message version, then I can just use the app or Google to figure out, or BibleGateway.com, which is another one of my faves, to figure out what the other translations are saying. So a good study Bible. In addition to that, some type of journal or writing tool. So in the beginning, I created a guided journal because the God is my CEO prayer journal, because I didn't know how to journal, and it's not a right way to do it, but I just didn't know how to use the journal to further understand the text. And so that's one thing that we have revamped and added even to the new version of the God is My CEO prayer journal. We have a Bible study section where you can write down the who, what, when, why, how of what you're studying. There's blank space for you to write down any revelations that you have. There's a space for you to write down any words that you want to go back and define. So we really upgraded it to give you a practical tool that you can use in your quiet time. So some type of journal is something that I recommend as well. Now, my journal is a blank page because I got questions. And when I'm studying, I got a lot of stuff I'm writing down. So I need blank pages. And that's something that I use, a simple one of those $5 journals from TJ Maxx or Marshall's or something like that. And usually I start out by just writing down certain prayer points. So things that people in my life have communicated with me, things that God has maybe brought up or people that he's placed on my heart. I'll write those things down and I'll start off by praying and just really thanking God first, then praying for other people. So this allows me to go into my quiet time from a place of gratitude, for one, and from a place of selflessness. So I'm not going to God just, what you gonna bless me with? You know, not like that. It's more so, God, thank you for being who you are. And then also, I want to come to you and just really intercede for those in my life and in my community. And then after that, I'll write down the different prayer points that I have. And then after that, I say, speak, Lord, your humble servant is listening. I've been saying that for years. And I just sit there and everything that God says, I write it down. And then after that, I study the word. So right now I'm in the Gospels. So I started from the beginning and I use my tools. I go to, I open up my study Bible. I read the beginning. Another tool that I recommend is the Bible Project on YouTube. They have illustrations on all the books in the Bible. So I read the beginning of my study Bible. That gives me the synopsis. I go to the Bible Project on YouTube, read their synopsis. Then I go right into reading the text. And then I read the bottom. Remember I said it outlines or elaborates on everything in the text. I read that. Take my notes, anything that comes to mind, any revelations, I write it down. Again, any words that come up that I feel like I need to define, I write it down and then use the concordance in the back of the Bible to define that. And then some tips to just really help you get into that right mindset and really set the tone for your time with God that I would give you is to do it in the morning. It don't have to be at 4, 3, 5 a.m., but just starting your day with God is where you need to be. The Bible even says meditate on the word day and night. So we need to be referencing and meditating on the word both in the morning and in the evening. But I suggest spending that time too in the morning. So I know, or I recognize a very distinct difference from how my day goes when I start my day with God versus when I sleep in, hit the snooze too many times, and I don't do it. Especially for those of you guys who are moms or wives or you work, one of the ways that makes my day start off just hectic is if I start my day in one of my roles, right? So as soon as I wake up, I'm getting my son ready for the day. I'm making breakfast and checking in with my husband. If I just start my day being something for everybody else, it just messes it all up. But when I start my day before my husband and my son wake up and I spend that time with God, I check in with my father and just worship him and thank him and study the word and all of that, my days usually go 10 times better. So I suggest really starting your day with God and allowing him to fill you up before you go out and pour out. Now, when it comes to that time, I always suggest starting it by worship. So I gave you just the flow of how mine usually goes. Worship. It just takes everything off of your mind. It's so energizing. It's better than any caffeine to just remember how amazing God is and all he's done, not just in your life, but in the world. Like just really starting with that gratitude is an excellent way to quiet your mind and to really set the tone for that time you're going to spend with him. And then I suggest going into prayer. So if you have your heavenly language, just start off speaking in tongues before you say any words in English. Start off just praying and just really sitting at God's feet and pouring it all out. And then go from there. So those are my suggestions. I know a lot of people, you may say, your mind doesn't calm down. Your mind is always going. A great way to quiet your mind and to really hear from God is to start off with worship. And of course, make sure you're in a quiet place. You're not distracted. And that's a benefit of doing it in the morning too. Nobody's really up to start bothering you yet. My phone be popping from 9 a.m. all the way up until like maybe 9 p.m. when I put it on Do Not Disturb to go to bed. And so me getting that time in early, it allows me not only to be up before my family, but to be up before everybody is hitting me up for something or all the emails start rolling in or there's something to do. It just lets me set the tone by letting God be in control. So I would really challenge you to start your days with God again. It doesn't have to be 4 or 5 a.m. Whatever time is before your life starts, do it then. So that's it for this video. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you have any resources or tools that you use for your quiet time or studying the word, drop them in the comments so that other people may be able to utilize those resources if the ones that I mentioned don't work. So again, hit that notification bell. Tell me in the comments some resources you have, and I'll see you guys in the next video.
Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.